Fans know that Sportsnet.ca has them covered with news, analysis, highlights, and storytelling. But the lineup also includes podcasts. Here's a taste of Junior, our CHL podcast.
I talked to someone today, Marty, who said, you won't believe the job that Marty Williamson has done with Josh Hosang, who, you know, at times has been a controversial hockey player, one that at times has been difficult to coach for various reasons, either at the OHL level or during a NHL training camp. What have you been able to do to Josh Hosang? And when you first traded for him, made the move with Windsor, what did you think he could become?
Well, you know, we'd heard, you know, I knew a lot of the warts and, you know, the things that he had. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, convinced me to do the trade was that, you know, his teammates liked him. He wasn't a problem to the teammates. He was a problem to the coach, you know, and, you know, getting him to always buy in. And Josh and I have found pretty good middle ground, and it's taken us a long time to get to it, you know, and a lot of talking and a lot of battles. And, you know, one of the things that he's done that I really needed him to do was to be on time for everything, to be prepared for practice, to be engaged in video and those kind of things. You know, I knew I had to live with some of the creativity and the, you know, the mistakes that he has on the ice a little bit. But, you know, Josh has been outstanding in these playoffs for us, and he's been energized. He's been a leader. He's been saying good things. You know, he really has been an inspiration to our team. And, you know, as much as a coach gets frustrated, a team gets frustrated with when they watch so much talent, you know, and him not be able to sometimes execute the simple things that I think that it should be easy for him. And Josh has bought in, and it's not just the playoffs. He really started it in the second half of the year. And there was always blips with him a little bit in that, but he has really turned himself into a consistent player. And if I'm New York Islanders and I'm there watching, you know, you've now got something to work with, you know, and, you know, and that's, you know, was the big thing with Josh was about being a pro and what some of the things you've got to do. And, you know, and he's a very honest guy. Like, he's, you know, yeah, I'm just practice. You know, it's kind of like the Iverson thing. Practice, coach, really? Is it that important, you know, as long as I play well for you? You know, and yes, it is, Josh. And it's important because the playing field has to be the same for every player. If I'm demanding that, you know, Jordan Mailata practices hard, I got to demand it from you. And, you know, and this is where he's had buy-in now. And, you know, and as I said, it's punctuality. And I know it's well documented him being, you know, slept in for something, but it is a bit of an issue with Josh. He leaves everything to the last minute, and now he's got that 10-minute buffer zone where he's early, and we just kind of joke with each other, and you know, and that kind of thing. So it's been a process, and a lot of people would look and, you know, go, how can, you know, but Josh is a different guy, and you know, and you know, when he knows you care about him, and you know, he knows you spent time with him, and that he really is he's a good kid, and you know, I shake my head at times with him, but there's times that I think the world of him, too, and I think he's made great strides.
Go to Sportsnet.ca and click on the Podcast Central logo for the scoop on Junior and all our shows, as well as links to listen and subscribe.